There are 1,000 maxims about virtue leading to reward. The early bird gets the worm. All good things come to those who wait. The meek shall inherit the earth. There exists in our culture the belief that if you do the right thing, good things come your way. I put forth to you that this view of the world is appealing, affirming, and absolutely untrue. There's no reward waiting for the virtuous. There's only dead grass. Let me explain. My husband and I have taken a principled stand against chemical lawn treatments, and in return, the powers that be have decided to punish us. Our next-door neighbor's chemically treated lawn is flourishing in the spring rain and sun. Meanwhile, our lawn resembles something out of the X-Files. Each morning we wake to discover another patch of our yard bubbled up like an earthy pool of lava. That's because there are grubs in the lawns of the righteous, juicy grubs that skunks dig out at night to eat. Judging from my yard, I'd say the skunks might be using heavy machinery. I've been told that there are natural solutions. One involves trapping the skunks late at night and transporting them in a pickup truck many miles away to someone else's grub-filled lawn. We'll call that plan probably not. Another plan involves ordering a disease from the internet and sprinkling it on my yard to kill the grubs. That'll theoretically get the skunks to drive themselves in a pickup truck to another lawn. Either way, the solution requires unconventional behavior and something icky. Now, in a just world, chemically treated lawns would turn orange or purple and natural lawns would be lush and green. But this is not a just world. Sometimes you can do the right thing without any visible reward. Those with unsightly lawns might not inherit the earth, but at least they're not polluting it.